Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. I hate this point in time in my life when I'm getting into the marketing, and I only say this because the distractions, all of the calamity that is going on, whether it be the impeachment, whether it be foreign affairs or the idiosyncrasies between politics and people and government and so on, it is very consuming. I understand how this pulls you in like a gravitational force or like a riptide, and it sucks you in and underneath, and you drown in the data and information because we'll, and I'm going to get into this. I'll get into the whole concept in a myopic perspective regarding the impeachment. But overall, all of this is very consuming. There is so many things going on. You could put a blindfold on and a bat in your hands, and you could just start swinging, and in every direction, not that we're swinging at a pinata made of ice or anything like that, or an ICE enforcement agent or something like that. What I'm talking about is just swinging in any direction, you can hit an issue that is just overwhelming, whether it be what's going on in China, what's going on in the tech companies, what's going on in every direction. You'll find things that are so frustrating, things that are just so wrong. And, you know, I'm just surprised people aren't walking around with nose plugs on their nose because something is rotten in the world. It's not just Denmark anymore, and it's not just America. The entire world is rotting. And we are to blame if we allow ourselves to constantly get sucked in. There are so many different things. And the impeachment process and this, what's going on, is one of those things that is is pulling, it's the riptide pulling you into this because you're more concerned about the person than what is actually happening to our government. And we have to change our focus. We can no longer be defending people that are equally culpable. And so we're going to talk about this. And we're going to talk about solutions as well as the strategy to do this. And as a matter of fact, I really didn't prepare any notes. I'm going to give you a heads up. I tuned in and I listened to different talk show hosts out there talking about this consuming riptide of impeachment, because it seems like when it bleeds, it leads, because that's what most people want to talk about. That's what they want to hear. What's going on? This is a long process. And as I've told you before, and I've proven before, that if you took a break for 2 weeks away and turned off all of this crap, it would not have gone anywhere. And as a matter of fact, all you'd be hearing is the same crap, maybe with different words, different characters, and so forth. But it's just going to go on and on. And this is a long road to hoe. And we know what's going to end up happening. Nothing. Nothing's really going to end up happening. Even if this goes the full cycle with Bill Clinton, and, you know, just like with Bill Clinton, that nothing will really happen because the Senate still requires 2/3 of the Senate to convict. And I'm here to tell you that it'll come down to the Senate not actually doing this. I would be shocked if the Republicans actually go overboard and they actually, you know, embrace the progressive agenda in getting rid of Trump. And if that happens, folks, I'm telling you right now, you need to start understanding what we're doing with Republic Review so that we can actually start identifying good, constitutional candidates. I keep on telling you, I've been saying this for a long time. We need you to get into this fight. We need your help. We need direct help from you. We need good constitutionalists. And as a matter of fact, I want to be clear here. There's a lot of people, I've talked to people that said, you know, I've done some bad things in my past. I don't want to be like Clinton and say, oh, yeah, I smoked pot, but I didn't inhale. I don't care. We've all made bad decisions. We've all possibly kissed somebody of the opposite sex with questionable character. Possibly. I mean, maybe not we all. It may not be 100%. There may be an outlier out there that's listening, but we've all. No, there's nobody perfect. There, if there is a church that requires 100% perfection as Christ, then I'm telling you that church is empty because none of us are perfect. And we can't have that mentality that, well, because I'm not perfect, I can't go into service. If you are committed and you're willing to sign a pledge of resignation, that if you violate the Constitution, you will resign your position of office. I actually talked to state and national chairs about this. They love it. They want to see people who are going to wear the Republican or Constitutional Party or the Libertarian Party brand committed to resignation, signing a pledge that says, I will resign, and actually making that public if I violate the code. Because our problem has very little to do with, you know, all these myopic issues. All these myopic issues, whether it be education, Common Core, or whether it be abortion, all these things, they're all violating the Constitution. And if you look at the big blanket, we need candidates that are committed to supporting the Constitution. I had a very refreshing conversation with the state representative, Clarence Stiver, last night. And he talked about how he was constantly being pressured in violating the Constitution, in accepting grants, and how he was ranked number 4 in the conservative positions, you know, as they rank them at the states and so forth. Each state, at least each good red state, has these rankings of their conservative values of their legislatures. But I'm here to tell you, if you start looking at how they gauge conservative values, it does not necessarily align with the Constitution. But I will tell you that Clarence is aligning with the Constitution, and he's doing a great job for his first year. And people are beginning to hate him. He pointed out that there are way too many teachers, retired teachers, in the state legislature. So we talked about this concept that came from Keith Broders. And Keith, if you're listening, I'm giving you credit. I don't take anybody's credit if the idea has come up. And as a matter of fact, if you ever hear me talking about an online, you know, video conferencing, having our representatives going through video conferencing instead of having to travel to D.C., because if our first right goes through and that amendment actually passes and we can get that amendment to pass, and I want to start carrying that to the state legislatures that are stepping up for Republic review, because it is the best way to displace the swamp. But that idea itself came from a friend of mine, and his name was Roger Glenn. And so, I don't try to take anybody's credit. I have seen through my Marine Corps career too many people that have always taken the credit of the workers either underneath them or other people for nefarious reasons, have given the credit to somebody that, you know, didn't do the work. And because of the hard work of other people, they get a medal, they get an award. And I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. And so we'll be standing in formation and they'll be reading this award and they go, hey, this guy didn't do that work. These guys over here did. And I hate that. And I told myself as I was galvanized in the Marine Corps, I will never stand and take credit for anybody's work. Never. So anyway, back to this whole concept of getting your state legislators to sign these resignation pledges. That, again, it was my idea to have pledges and have them sign pledges to commit to supporting Republic Review of the Constitution. It was Keith's idea to say, well, these guys ought to be pledging to resign. And I go, that's kicking it up a notch, and I love it. Anyway, so we're going to get into all of those details as we come back from the break, because this is the time of marketing. If as you look at all of the riptides that can pull you offshore, downshore, upshore, in every different direction, what is it going to take, America? What is it going to take to get you to take a stand? And the one thing that we actually have that will actually protect us and save us from these riptides is the Constitution. I used to hate the little cliche of people saying, oh, well, the Constitution is the solution. You know, I know that sounded good, but the Constitution is the solution if we use it. All we've got to do is pick it up. It becomes the most powerful weapon in the universe, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to dealing with tyrannical governments and unconstitutional governments. We have the opportunity. But let me also say this real quick. As you know, this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And I hope you've all noticed that the constitutional articles are up on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. And with that, we're going to head into this quick promo break, and we will be right back after this. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their Constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so as we were getting into the break, I want you to think that we have to acknowledge, at least at this point in time, we have to acknowledge that these are very emotional times, and these are actually emotional issues. There is a reason why back in the 70s and the 80s, they started instituting policies at work that we don't want you to talk about hot issues or fire issues and what they call political issues or religious issues. Why? Because these are lightning rods. These things tend to spark individual emotions because people have very hard fixed attachments to their ideologies. I told you, and I've been saying this for a long time, and anybody that's been listening for at least a couple of years that I've been on the radio, since I started back in, 2015. And so over the years, I've been constantly telling you that we cannot change the wiring of our ideological positions just like that. Those things are hard fixed. And as people start migrating down the path of subjugation, because remember, this all goes to the scale of liberty. If you are a person that fully embraces liberty, then you have these hard fixed emotions that you can't force anybody. That's just wrong. But on the other side, these people that are hardwired to subjugation and the ends justify the means, I'm sorry. Those folks right there are hardwired. We don't care. If we have to kill you, it doesn't matter. We need compulsion. And so these are lightning rods. These are very emotional issues. So I understand why people are out there. And like I said, over the past day, I put my toe in the water and listened to a few different conservative entertainers. I'm not going to mention names, but I'm going to tell you, I don't like what I'm hearing because I'll get into the details of this. But all I hear is a bunch of emotional babble and no academic. Now, I've heard some, and like I said, I'll get into this. I've heard some using some evidence-based, arguments, but none of them are grounded on the Constitution, and none of them are looking at both sides of the issue and the true problem. They're not seeing the forest through the trees. They're pointing to hypocrisy and so forth. And so you are listening to this show because this is an academic-based and evidence-based solutions. And so one of the things that is important to me and us is that we try to put our emotional reactions aside, even though it's hard to because it's ideological. We need to start looking at this objectively and saying, you know what? The entire federal government, from the Supreme Court, Congress, and the president or the executive, every branch is violating the Constitution if they are continuing to support the federal structure as it is today, because the majority, over 85% of the federal structure, is unconstitutional, point blank. And until you're in that position and until you're there on standing on that point, that fulcrum, then you really don't have any valid argument. As long as you're drifting off of that one point of the Constitution, you're drifting. And so I just wanted to help you get grounded because this is the direction we're going. Now, one of the things I was talking about that we didn't get a chance to finish, and I want to finish on this, is that as we start confronting China, because I'm telling you, and I've been, not just me, anybody of intelligence, what's the best, experience, anybody that has been in the intelligence community for a long time would have been telling you, because this has been out since the 90s when Clinton actually started giving them our technology. We knew that at that point in time, now China had almost everything they needed because Clinton sent them aircraft factories so that they could actually improve their milling process and their avionics and everything else. Even though it was older technology, China is, they have a good talent in copying and innovating on current technology. They can re-engineer something, and they can make it better, just like BASF, right? BASF doesn't make the things you buy. They make them better. And so China has been innovating, and they're getting close. They're getting close technologically to us because good old Clinton and because of the good old progressives that have been in office from Clinton, the Bushes, as well as Obama. And we finally got a president that's actually standing up and saying, this is wrong. We're going in the wrong direction. We need to actually stand up and start protecting our intellectual property, our technologies, and so forth. So anyway, we as we get into the public forum, and as Trump has started doing this, he's been in office for what? Next year it'll be his third year, because he'll actually his fourth year, because he is this is so this is his third year. This is where he should have long time ago started using the moral high ground. He should, in public, start calling out China as being, you know, the real bad player in the world stage, offering live organ harvesting. He should actually restrict any type of, you know, I don't want to say commerce, but he should restrict travel of people for medical purposes, just like Israel has done. We need to actually put the pressure on the world to say any nation that is allowing people to go and do organ harvesting out of China is standing in jeopardy of losing their privileges with the United States. We need to take this moral high ground. As long as we're on the moral high ground, I mean, we're looking down at everybody. We also need to call them out on the Big Brother system they call the social credit system. They're doing so many bad things, stealing intellectual property, implementing the Big Brother system, live organ harvesting. Come on, this is the face of real evil. And we cannot allow it to continue to grow. Now, there'll be other countries that are going to be out there that are going to go, you know what? We don't want to look, quote unquote, bad in the public forum, even though we want to do business with China. We want to support that because, wow, you know, getting a new kidney is kind of nice, you know, if it's at the Chinese expense. And they get on board, you know, because there are always those fence setters, right? Those people that go, well, I kind of like to be over in that camp, but I realize that there's just enough moral people out there that I will probably just lean towards this, but I want to sit on the fence as long as I possibly can. To heck with them. We have to take the moral high ground. We can no longer just say, hey, it is not our job to be the police of the world. Actually, if you understand our founding principles, we have to be the police of the world. There is a price to the unfettered flow of commerce because we are out in the seven seas protecting the flow of commerce. If we retract, then you will have a whole new batch of pirates and all sorts of other shenanigans fouling up our flow of commerce. Now, the bottom line is somebody needs to do it. And would you trust Russia to do it? Or would you trust China to do it and get them into a position where they all of a sudden have that level of control? I'm going to tell you, they'll be nefarious in doing so. The world needs to be paying, Russia and everybody else needs to be paying the United States for us making sure that all commerce flows freely. And whenever Russia is involved and they, you know, they hit other ships and those types of things, because remember that was happening all the time. There were commerce ships that were actually hitting our naval ships and so forth. We need to go after them in the court and actually hold them accountable. And so that way we can actually, you know, identify that what they're doing is evil plays out on the open seas. And people need to understand this is why we cannot trust them. Bottom line, as I was saying yesterday, as we move into our strategic talks as well as trade talks and everything else with China, we must start involving their dark, evil secrets and their history of their tyranny and their civil right violations, their inhumane treatment of their own people. I'm telling you, if you listened to Neil Cavuto, if you've been listening to some of these folks that I've, like I said, I was going to mention names, but bottom line is they're starting to pull out because of Tiananmen Square and what's going on in Tokyo and so forth. They're starting to get some of these people to start talking about China. These guys are not good people at all. This is the Communist Party, and they just keep on smiling as they keep on encroaching and encroaching. America, we got to wake up. America, we have to actually start standing on the principles of the Constitution, which is individual liberty and individual sovereignty. And if there are entities out there that are threatening individual liberties and individual sovereignties in their own land, then we need to actually start going public and saying, you know, it'd be nice, it would be great if the Chinese people wanted to become a state in the United States. Now, it may take 40, 60 years for them to do this, but it would be a good thing for the Chinese people to become a state in our United States. We need to get out of the UN as well. And I know this concept of expanding the United States globally may be foreign to you, but it was not foreign to the framers. And that's why Article 4 was written the way it was. Anywho, we will be right back after these two promos. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
All right. So one other thing I forgot, and maybe because at this point in time, because I know that listeners actually come in at different points in time. And so those who actually tune in towards the last half of this show don't ever get the words that if you have our listen line plugged into your phone, which is 605-562-4209, and you're driving and you need to wait till you get home to stream because you happen to live in an area where Red State Talk Radio is not being aired, well, you can always call your local radio station and say, how come you don't pick up this content? But more importantly, you can just dial 605-562-4209. And as you're driving home, you can listen to, because it's a closed mic. I mean, you're not going to be, you won't be able to engage in anything, but you can listen and you can hear what we're talking about, just like you're listening on the radio. And most everybody has tech now that they can actually listen on their phone as they're driving along. And most all highways in the United States, you can drive down most highways, except for maybe in these dark red states like Wyoming and some places where they just don't have that kind of cell coverage. But most places you can. You can actually listen, and you may have an interruption or what they call a spot of no coverage or what have you. But once you get past that, you can dial back in and listen again. Now, we will be getting into the cod fishery bounties, and the reason why is we want to help you understand the premise of the general welfare or the general defense and welfare clause that's the preamble in Article 1, Section 8. It is the first clause of Article 1, Section 8 that talks about the general welfare and the general defense clause. And so most people completely do not understand in context to this clause. So it's really, really important that we dive into this because Madison uses this shock value that really just, you know, slaps Congress in the face to wake them up and go, "You realize what you're doing? You're opening up this, you're letting the genie out of the bottle if you go down this path." And everybody, "Well, we didn't want to take over religion and education. Are you kidding me?" And so he actually points out that this is so dangerous that he doesn't even want to linger on it anymore. Anyway, so we'll get into that once we get through some of the marketing, and because I know everybody's been burning about this terrible impeachment process and so forth, and it is what it is. And as a matter of fact, one of the things that you can do to help this show so that people can actually put their emotions aside and calm down a little bit is actually get other people to listen. Because bottom line, as the show grows and people start understanding that there's actually a solution to all of these problems, then I think people, because I believe America is starving for a solution. They're just tired of the reacting and the quid pro quos. And what I mean by that is, well, you guys do it, so we should be able to do it. Or, you know, the hypocrisy, all of these things. We are not implementing any solutions. We're ignoring the problem. We're ignoring the elephant in the room. And usually when I say that, I talk about the Republican Party. But the real problem is the uniparty. There's no doubt we have a uniparty system, and if you actually Google or DuckDuckGo, uniparty, go to DuckDuckGo and just look for and search uniparty. You'll probably find some very good articles that talk and support the concept that we really don't have a two-party system, that there is more logic and more evidence that points to the fact that we actually have a Republican establishment that is colluding with the Communist Party in the Democratic Party. And so with that, let me just kind of move forward because, yeah, we would love to have your support. Buy the Red State Coffee. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org or directly support us with our crowdfunding. But quickly jumping over all of that, and like I told you, the biggest thing you can do to support us and to become the hero is to step into the political fray and become a representative and challenge the rhino and or the progressive and stand on the Constitution. Let people know that if we actually go back and restore the constitutional position in our government the way it should be, everybody will be benefiting in one way or the other, because we'll all actually have responsibility, accountability, and the opportunity to thrive instead of having government dictate every facet of our life. Thank you again for listening. And let me just kind of jump into this whole thing because I've kind of been hitting and I've been dancing around this, but let's talk about it now. The entertainers out, the conservative entertainers, those people that you tune in on TV or on the radio, boy, aren't they entertaining right now, listening to their disdain and their anger over this impeachment thing. You know, it is consuming all of their energy. And what is funny is how there are all of these entertainers that are going back and pointing out the hypocrisies of these different agents of communism, whether that be Pelosi, Schiff, or whomever, and how they say this and then they say that, and how they constantly ignore things. Folks, that's not the solution. Pointing out hypocrisy or saying, "Hey, this is a good thing," or "Hey, that's a bad thing." Look, we have a constitution. That constitution has actually enabled powers. Whether you like it or not, Congress actually has the power of oversight. But the president also has protections under the Constitution. He has a right. They actually passed a law that is actually unconstitutional when they create this whistleblower and the protection and the indemnifying of these witnesses. Are you kidding me? That's unconstitutional. Anybody that is being accused has the right to face their accuser, has a right to build a case against their the evidence and against their testimony prior to going to court. And that has to be all disclosed. But the impeachment process, they're trying to protect it like it is some unique process. It kind of is on the House side, but once it goes into the Senate, as everything moves forward, that's where it's tried. And I'm telling you that the president has and should have the opportunity before it is even judged as an indictment. Because if you're going into a grand jury or what have you, you do have the opportunity to challenge your witnesses and so forth. It is not a hung jury, however you want to say it. I think it's hanged jury. Anyway, the fact that they're pointing out these hypocrisies and not pointing to the solutions only proves to me that they fail to understand the Constitution, because not once is anybody saying, hey, bottom line, like I said earlier, and I always say this, that the Supreme Court, the executive, or the judicial, executive, and legislative branches are all violating the Constitution, and they're supporting 85% of the government, which is unconstitutional. They're all supporting it. They're making rulings. They're you're passing laws or enforcing. President Trump, if he wants to actually take the high ground and actually make some significant changes, I'm going to be writing an open letter, and it is going to be focused on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Why? Because there in the Constitution, during the Civil War, the North was so upset with those people who were violating their oath of office, they wanted to put teeth into the Constitution to be able to go after people, not necessarily to try them for treason, but to remove them from office for violating their oath for failing to support the Constitution. So here's what President Trump can do. President Trump can actually admit that he is not the king. Hopefully he can admit this, that he's not the king, but he recognizes that Congress and the Supreme Court have been passing and supporting laws and self-aggrandizing their roles outside the boundaries of the Constitution, so much so that we are now facing such a level of federal tyranny that the only thing that he can do is to appeal to the states to step in. He can use his attorney general in actually enforcing Section 3 of the Constitution as soon as the states actually all come together and say, yes, you are violating the Constitution. This forces the honest conversation. This would force Republic Review and the honest conversation of how much tyranny are the states willing to take from their child government? Are they really willing to give them all the keys to the kingdom? Are they willing to put the child government back into the box and allow them to actually thrive or fall on their face based on their own political decisions with no longer being protected by the federal government? Because as long as the federal government's in charge, then we can blame them. Well, it's not our fault. It's the Environmental Protection Agency that's not allowing us to do this. Are you kidding me? And so I'm going to write an open letter. I'm hoping to have this done by the end of this week. Actually, by the weekend, because I'll probably need the time over the weekend to kind of look at it. Now, because it's going to be a rush, yes, you'll find grammatical problems. I'm not the best when it comes to editing or seeing my mistakes. And so if you want to point out, hey, this is wrong, or you need a comma here, anything like that, by all means, let me know. You can send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. But the whole point is, is that it's time we actually start providing solutions and how Trump can actually, with a laser, cut his way out of this problem and actually set the stage for making America great once and for all. So when we come back, we've got some more for you. But we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Now, I saw this picture a while back, and I actually ought to post this on Reclaiming the Republic, but I just don't think it is necessarily suitable for all. I don't believe children necessarily need to see this, but what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to describe the imagery. I look at the fact, and this is all stemming from not just the, you know, Iran and the attack on Saudi Arabia, but you can look at Syria, you can look at Libya, you can look at Yemen, you can look at, you know, this small part of the world is really requiring more effort and energy on the world's part than necessary. In other words, it's like if you have a classroom and there's one little pocket that just seems to be always causing drama and distraction and problems, what do you do? Well, in this case, you can't necessarily move the students, or you can't, you know, separate these things so that they're reduces the drama and the problem, because they're physically in this same spot. And as I was thinking about this in a macro perspective, it reminded me of a picture of the backside of a person where they pointed out, have you ever wondered why the Middle East is the crack of the world? And so, you know, it shows this map imposed upon a person's buttocks. And it just shows that right there, smack dab in the middle of the crack, is the Middle East. And even though it had the north-south orientation, they probably should have twisted it and had the person laying down so that the crack actually went from like Libya, the north side of Africa, through the Mediterranean and all the way through the Persian Gulf and the northern port of Africa and so forth. That would have really, I think, captured imagery-wise how much problems that the crack is causing for the rest of the world. And we need to put this in perspective because there is a systemic problem in this part of the world. And it's time to have the honest conversation as to why. Is it ideological? Because 9 times out of 10, things are driven ideologically. And then let's think about the ideological mind model of those people that happen to live in that part of the world. And then as you start looking and as you start seeing these other little problems, like, you know, lice or, you know, other infestations, bacteria, what have you, that have kind of spread around the world, is there a relationship ideologically to that same problem? And I'm here to tell you that you can start actually, you don't have to be a genius to deduce the fact that we have to have an honest conversation that there is an ideological problem. And so I'm going to leave it there because I've actually talked about this, right, with Baphomet and the history behind that, the history behind the Crusades, got into a whole show about that. But the fact of the matter is that if we can honestly identify what the problem is and come right out and be take the moral high ground once again, just like calling out China for their problems, we need to do the same thing with this nation or this crack that we're talking about. Because if we do that, then it forces them to engage the real problem. It's actually talking about the elephant in the room. And getting them to say, well, you know, you're bringing up some pretty good points. Now, I understand that when we're talking about this part of the world, sometimes logic and reason goes by the wayside because, remember, I said when it comes to politics, religion, and other things, these things are lightning rods, and it just drives people into emotional reactions just like that. And so what are we going to do? Well, we can't become and allow ourselves to be pulled down to a child's level. We have to be the adults, and we have to have and be willing to have those adult conversations. And so, you know, here it is, folks. What is it going to take? What is it going to take to get there? And as a matter of fact, if you look, once again, you've got to give Trump credit for the fact that he's actually trying to have these conversations. I think he still tiptoes a little bit, but he's by far better than his predecessors. They've all danced with the devil, so to speak. Anyway, one other thing I wanted to point out, and this is kind of new, and this is literally GR's editorializing. You know, I understand Pompeo and his emotional reactions to all the congressional subpoenas and so forth. And like I said, like it or not, Congress has oversight. Let me ask you this. As we as a people, are we really willing to start protecting? Because you got to remember, we had this thing called the deep state, and the deep state actually still exists. Just because Pompeo is at the top of the State Department doesn't mean that there are rank and file deep states in the State Department that have, you know, that they're gone. They are still there. Trump did not fire everybody and force all new hires of getting people, or at least ensuring, because I've told you a long time ago, if it's a government position, you actually have to keep a balance ideologically to make sure that you don't have people that support communism or support the Democratic Party, you know, in favor, or not in favor, in a majority. You have to keep a balance of people that support liberty, not Republicans, because there are Republicans that are on the side of more towards the side of tyranny than they are of liberty. And so we need to figure out how to keep a balance, because I'm telling you, there is no way that anybody can go into a position and not have their ideology affect them. That's why we got to be very, very careful in understanding what kind of person it is that we put into office. We should never be voting for anybody. We should never allow anyone in any political position, whether it's bureaucratic or actually an elected official, that is a subjugator, that believes that people must be compelled. We should only and make sure we fully vet that these people support individual liberty and the actual constitutional processes of making changes instead of actually just saying, well, because I'm in charge, we're going to do it this way. That is unacceptable. And so I'm telling you that there's danger in what Pompeo is trying to do in driving the public opinion to say, we need to start. Did we want Holder to be protected? We don't want any of these bureaucratic positions to be protected. What we want is full transparency. And what we really want is to get rid of them because most of them are unconstitutional. And what they are doing is unconstitutional. We could probably get a Justice Department downscaled significantly to where it is in context and in the framework of the Constitution, where they're only actually just going after Congress, where they're actually enforcing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And that's going to be the tone of the constitutional article. And I know you're going to be foaming at the mouth because you're going to want to read this. Because people, I believe America, is dying. They're starving. They're dying of thirst for the elixir in fixing our political woes. There's a reason why every single political office, from the local level all the way up to the president and even the Supreme Court, is supposed to take an oath that says that they are bound to support the Constitution. So what do you do when they violate that? Pretty easy, folks. You get rid of them, because right there in the 14th Amendment, anybody that violates their oath of office should be banned, removed, and banned for life, forever being able to become a public servant again. Wow, that means we would never hear the name Cheney or McCain or so forth and Obama and Clinton ever again, right? Anyway, I do have some information, and I don't have the time to go through it as I look at what time I have left, but there was an article where G. Edward Griffin on his Need to Know News pointed out that over the past several years, Soros has spent over $13 million on district attorney races in local governments across 17 states without passing a single law. A DA prosecutor can remake the city's justice systems and or county and so forth. And so he gets into the details of this. And oh, by the way, Tucker Carlson has ran with this. So I'm telling you, if you start looking and going, wow, Tucker Carlson is covering some really good stuff. And even though these things are distractions, though, the reason I'm bringing this up, because Tucker Carlson won't. What is it going to take, folks, for you to actually stand up and take back your government and force constitutional compliance? Because clearly, these prosecutors, these state legislators, all the way up to Congress and the President of the United States, they do not understand the boundaries and the limitations of the Constitution. And if we get them to understand and get them in back into the framework, our lives and our problems will go away. This is one of the reasons why organizations and conservative entertainers refuse to even have this dialogue. Why? Because there's so much money in this problem. Look at the billions of dollars in political races and in the entertainment industry that just feeds on these, what they call grievance-based issues of politics. Come on. Are we that dumb to allow them to continually thrive and drive us into, you know, financial ruin? Really? And they're making all this money on it on top of that. Even these organizations that, like the John Birch Society, that recognize that they lose relevance when the problems go away. Interesting, isn't it? We will get back more into this when we come back. But what we want to do is talk about all these DAs that are actually changing laws and not enforcing our justice system. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google Donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty.